Though we're now less than 2 weeks away from Election Day, it's anybody's guess just how things will turn out. The editor and publisher of the Rothenberg Political Report told NPR this week he was haunted by the prospect of predicting races in the House nationally. Republicans are expecting big gains and believe they'll take control of the House. Democrats, hoping for late movement, think they might be able to maintain control. With that as the backdrop, we're joined this morning by our political analyst Dan Payne and Todd Domke to help size up this year's congressional races here in Massachusetts. Before we start, our Democratic analyst Dan Payne is consulting this election for Congressman Barney Frank. Frank faces a challenge from Sean Bealot, so we won't be asking Dan any questions about that race. But with that on the record, we're joined by both of them this morning. Dan, good morning.
Morning, Bob.
And Todd, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Dan, let's start with you. You say Massachusetts isn't really subject to national trends. Why is that?
Well, I'm not so sure that's a general proposition. It's not like we live on another planet where the laws of gravity don't apply. But the Wall Street Journal and NBC News released a poll last night, and they asked voters how they would decide their vote based on national issues or local issues. National got 42%, local got 52%. And that's a 15-point swing from the last time they asked that question in August. So we're not immune from national politics, but what's playing out in congressional races here are peculiar to the district and the candidates. In the 3rd District, Jim McGovern's opponents are trying to exploit a verbal mistake he made. In the 5th District, Nikki Tsongas is being attacked for using the son of famous writers in a TV spot. In the 6th District, John Tierney is attacked because his brother-in-law duped Tierney's wife. And in the 10th District, there's an open seat that will turn on whether voters believe Jeff Perry's complicit behavior during 2 illegal strip searches when he was a police officer.
Todd, do you think Massachusetts is subject to national trends?
Yeah, I take the naive view that Massachusetts is still part of the United States. I know many people think that's arguable, but we still have a lot of angry taxpayers here. They might vote to reduce the state sales tax to 3%. They might vote to reduce the number of Democratic congressmen by 3 as well. So I think we are part of the national trend of people being disgusted by too much government spending, the failure of stimulus, the lack of job creation. But what really affects congressional races here, too, is the lack of a national theme or message strategy by President Obama, the National Democratic Party. I've never seen anything like it. It's like Obama's running against the Chamber of Commerce. But anyway, that's why we see 4 of the Democratic congressmen here running scared: Tsongas, Frank, Tierney, and McGovern.
So which incumbent, if you ran that list, which incumbent do you think is most vulnerable?
I would say the Democratic member of Congress most vulnerable is Nikki Tsongas in the 5th District. She's only been in office for 3 years, so she's not too entrenched. She can't claim to have great accomplishments or clout, but she is still seen as an insider, and she's a very weak campaigner. Her opponent, John Golnick, is making progress. Many see this matchup as similar to Martha Coakley against Scott Brown. Brown won the 5th District with 56%. Golnick would be happy with only 50.1%.
Dan?
I think a better question is, where do the Republicans have the best chance to win a seat? And that's in the 10th District, because the seat is open due to the retirement of Bill Delahunt. And both sides, Jeff Perry, the Republican, and Bill Keating, the Democrat, are going at it like this is an ultimate fighting match. Plus, you have national parties pouring money into the race. But the outcome will turn on whether voters believe Jeff Perry's complicit behavior during 2 illegal strip searches demonstrates the kind of character that they want in their representative in Congress.
When we get into the last couple of weeks before Election Day, we always have our eyes out for anything, slip up, a gaffe that could change the campaign. And I'm wondering if there are any game changers out there, Todd, and I want to ask you a specific question. The talked about spat between Barney Frank's boyfriend, James Reedy, and Frank's opponent, Sean Bealot. It occurred after a debate last week. There's video and audio of it flashing around TV and radio stations. Is it a game changer?
I wouldn't call it a game changer, but yes, that video has gotten a lot of play in conservative media nationally, and it's reported as Barney's boyfriend heckling Bealot. In the video, you note that Bealot doesn't seem flustered by it. You know, he looks almost amused that Reedy would interrupt him while he's being interviewed by reporters. Bealot is a former Marine. I'm sure he's heard worse from a drill sergeant. I don't think the incident will have much of an effect on voters. If they were offended by rudeness, they would have voted Barney out long ago. But it does send a message to conservatives and to the media that Barney's campaign is very defensive now that he has a real challenger, and Bilott is very intriguing. He's a moderate conservative like Scott Brown, and Republicans are hoping Bilott is the new Brown. And by the way, since Dan can't respond on this subject, I'd like to talk about Barney's terrible record.
Dan, in Congressman Jim's McGovern race against Republican Martin Lamb, you mentioned that outside groups have started running ads that point to a verbal slip-up by McGovern. He said he thought the Constitution was wrong when he meant to say the U.S. Supreme Court was wrong, in his opinion, on campaign finance. Is that big enough to sway voters?
No. He's under attack from an outfit from Nevada who said on a radio commercial that Jim McGovern is, and I quote, the most radical man in Congress. It sounds a little like the beer commercial, you know, the most interesting man in the world. That group in Nevada apparently has so much money left over from trying to defeat Harry Reid that they come 2,000 miles across the country to bash Jim McGovern. McGovern was born and raised in Worcester. He's been reelected 6 times. He made a mistake. He said it was a mistake. And the people in his district know that he is no radical.
Well, I agree that that particular gaffe won't directly affect voters in that district. But it does feed the suspicion that liberal congressmen don't respect the Constitution if it gets in the way of giving more power to government, like the mandates in Obamacare. And it is the sort of thing that can energize a challenger campaign, giving him some news coverage and contributions and hope.
Well, I agree. I think this thing could give his campaign focus and energy.
Last question, I need a quick answer. On the Republican side, is the gubernatorial candidate, Charlie Baker, more dependent on the congressional candidates getting their voters to the poll for him to win, or are the congressional candidates more dependent on Charlie Baker getting his voters to the polls for them to win? Dan?
I think it's probably they're running independent campaigns is what my guess is. They each have their own people doing their own kind of turnout exercise. They've got different messages. The state messages are different than the congressional messages. So I'm not sure the two have much influence on
each other. There's no floating all boats thing at work here.
No, I don't think so.
No, because only in half the congressional districts are there real contests going on. So Charlie Baker can't rely on congressional races. There are no coattails for him.
Okay, thanks to both of you this morning. Todd Domke.
Good to be with you, Bob.
And you too, Dan Payne.
You're welcome. Go Texas Rangers.
To comment on the races that matter to you, and it could be the pennant race, go to our Election Wire blog. It's at our website, wbur.org.